So first they were prisoners, then they were pardoned, and now in Mississippi, they are fugitives. Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood said Thursday that the state may have to issue a nationwide manhunt after four pardoned murderers left jail and hit the road running. The four were among nearly 200 convicted criminals granted clemency by Governor Haley Barbour before he left office earlier in the week. Family members of victims have spoken out in anger at Governor Barbour's decision, including Tiffany Brewer. Back in 1993, Tiffany's sister Tammy was murdered by her then estranged husband, David Gatlin. Gatlin was one of five murderers who were pardoned by Barbour on his last day in office. Tiffany Brewer joins us on the phone from Jackson, Mississippi. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
Are you worried that David Gatlin is sort of on the lam here?
Yes, it does. We are actually very fearful. Both families are fearful for our lives. We have protection in our house. We make sure the doors are locked. We, you know, make sure the windows are locked. We don't go outside without some kind of protection when we're leaving the house or you know, doing things in the backyard. It's very scary. Yes, it is for both families, the Walkers and my family.
And describe what the fear is of the Walker family, how they are connected with David Gatlin.
Okay, well, Randy, what has been a long-time family friend, he was with Tammy, and he was also shot in the head, and he survived. So this man has been shot one time by David Gatlin, and, you know, he's basically like us, scared he's going to come back and finish what he started.
The words
This was a premeditated, cold, malicious, well-planned-out murder.
Which certainly poses the question, why would such an individual be pardoned? Tiffany Brewer, hold on there just a moment. Sister of Tammy Brewer, a woman murdered by David Gatlin, who is one of the people pardoned by Governor Haley Barbour. P.S. Ruckman Jr. joins us. He's a professor of political science at Rock Valley College in Rockford, Illinois. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, John.
This is a new one for me. Someone's pardoned and then they become a fugitive. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, usually they're a fugitive and they get pardoned. So, that is a little backwards.
And what is the procedure for reversing a pardon and then actually mobilizing law enforcement to round up people who were deliberately let out of jail by an outgoing governor?
Oh, I think we're probably into unprecedented territory because of the vagaries of state constitutions and the Mississippi Constitution in particular. And the fact that you figure that probably hundreds of people in the past have not fulfilled the constitutional requirement, and yet no one has really said anything, no one has complained. It's just now that we have a situation where there are murders and people have committed violent offenses, and someone has raised the Constitution as an obligation in the process.
Well, give me a legal sense, and Tiffany Brewer stated it much more eloquently than I could. She's afraid, with David Gatlin, out in the community. Is there an argument, and could Tiffany's testimony be relevant in a hearing to determine whether this individual who was pardoned is a danger to society, and is a danger to society argument even relevant if somebody's been paroled?
Actually, it would be relevant to the decision whether or not to grant parole or to grant a pardon. But once the decision has been made, no, I don't think there's legal relevance. See, I think it's really important. This is not to minimize at all, but it is important to kind of put all of this in a kind of a context. The vast majority of pardons granted by any governor, including Barbour and including this set, are really just restoring the rights of people who've committed minor crimes years and years ago. They served their time, if they had any time to begin with, and they're integrated back into society. They've been investigated by a commission or a parole board or a pardon board, and the pardon simply restores their rights. That's 90-plus percent of every pardon granted by anyone, including this batch. However, this batch is heavy-handed on people who committed murder, manslaughter, aggravated assault, rape. You know, it is very heavy-handed that way. And so it is worthy of the speculation that, or the investigation that it's getting and criticism.
And indeed, the mobilizing of law enforcement, the attorney general is involved. P.S. Ruckman Jr. is a professor of political science and an expert on pardons at Rock Valley College in Rockford, Illinois. So, Tiffany Brewer, react to that. I mean, in legal terms, whatever you say, however afraid you are, has absolutely no legal relevance. A pardon is a pardon. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I know that my fears, they obviously didn't matter to Governor Barbour. And in the Constitution, I do, in Mississippi, I do know that, you know, we are supposed to have the chance to go before the parole board. Actually, David was denied parole in December, and the Walker family received a letter on this past Friday and said that he would not be paroled. He would come up for parole again in October. Well, the next Saturday or the next morning, my mother got a call from the victims' advocates, right, saying that Governor Barbour had pardoned him. And either time that he's come up for parole, we have not been notified. There's been no notification, no call, nothing saying. And when, even when David became a trustee in 2009 at the governor's mansion, we've tried diligently to get in touch with him, Governor Barbour, about this, with no comments, no anything, you know, no
Can you
response.
Even, Tiffany, we've got to go, but just last question, can you even call the police up and get some protection?
No, not at this point. It's my understanding that we can't have a restraining order against anybody because technically they're pardoned and haven't done anything.
Legal technicality is producing a bit of terror there, more than a bit of terror there, for Tiffany Brewer, who's the sister of Tammy Brewer, a woman murdered by David Gatlin, who was pardoned by Governor Haley Barbour, one of the people considered to be actually a fugitive in Alabama. P.S. Ruckman also joined us, professor of political science and expert on pardons at Rock Valley College in Rockford, Illinois. Thanks and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.